Colette Castor, Vice President, Quality Technical Services.
Okay, you talked about traceability within the pork industry, and of course this is something that's been around for a while. Why don't you give me just a brief history and overview of traceability in the industry?
So really, traceability in the pork industry has started in the late 80s as people became very records-driven, as the pseudorabies efforts were in place, as marketing agreements were put in place, and so that really drove the systems that we have today.
Now, a couple of things that you talked about regarding that have been talked about here regarding the beef industry specifically might be maybe overgeneralized. And one is the demand for a higher value, higher priced premium products. Why do you think that it's important within the meat industry as a whole not to generalize?
Well, I think it's just important that if you're going to go to these extra lengths, that we get paid for it and that we recognize that all consumers don't think alike and that they have different needs and different desires for traceability or product attributes. And I mean, for some people, the economics of their meat purchase is the most important thing. And so I just think it's important for us all not to chase the niche customer, for us to bear in mind that they're a segment of the overall population.
Another thing is the concept of first adopters. In the beef industry, that's still an issue, but in the swine industry, is that not a factor at this point?
Well, I think all of us are always looking for the next advantage, but I think my point was that with a program like Process Verified, a number of us were early adapters, and then others quickly followed and adapted pretty quickly, and so, you know, then you have to go on and you have to look for the next thing to adopt early.
To give you a little bit of an edge, right?
Yeah.
Okay, finally, you talked about some of the weaknesses in the swine traceability system right now. Could you talk about a couple of those things and how they might be addressed?
Yeah, I think just like any of the livestock industry, points of concentration, points where you're mixing groups of animals, cull markets, individual animals like sows or boars that have to be tracked, you know, to their final location, all of those are opportunities to improve traceability a little bit.
All right. Thank you very much.